Email today about stuff they're going to add to Sea of Thieves. It seemed very non-specific. Or like, it was stuff like, oh, you know, in the next update in May, we're going to add, there's a new enemy. And it sounded like events. Not like, hey, we're making large changes to the core, you know, we're adding a bunch of content to the game's core. It sounded like a lot of, oh, we're going to do this event, then we're going to do this event, then we're going to do this event. It's like, reading the bullet points, anyway, that they sent out, didn't sound like anything I necessarily wanted to see. This cop is standing in my lane to, Charger cops pulled up behind and stopped. They both got out of their car and went up to both windows. Guy on the passenger side not making eye contact with that cop or rolling down the window at all. I'm far enough away that I can't really see what else is happening. We'll look at the other guy. I was talking to the driver, so
DJ Premier, cut him up, baby. Ain't no games up in here.
And, you know, basically, Kanye was going to be our producer. I met my wife in Chicago, and I used to run with John Monopoly and Don CNN and Kanye before Kanye. And when he came to my office one day, nigga, I had, like, green walls. And John Man, it was John Manili's office. But my shit was so fly because I took
John Manili was now Jay-Z's man.
Was.
Jay-Z's man.
Yeah. Yep. And I had this little round table, so I had all this space. You know, Kanye just come and put a chair in the middle of the shit. And I swear this is how he sat down. And he just looked at me.
Now, back out here.
Now, Kanye's always been... What you see?
1,000%.
100%.
We met him. You know, Kanye is the reason why Generation Now was born, because of a Kanye mixtape that me and Cannon did.
Oh, dope.
We did a tape, he hosted it, and we didn't know it wasn't, it couldn't have been a gangster group or something.
Right.
That we were going to call him. He was the new nigga, so it was like, let's get our Generation Now.
That's awesome. Yeah. And cheers to that, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm so proud of y'all.
Thank you.
Where'd you drink?
Get your fucking drink. We on that Uncle Bear's.
No, but I was going to say, so he came off and he slumped in the chair.
Slumped
in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yo, I know you can't be my brother, but what can you do for me? What can you do for my career? I'm looking at this motherfucker like he is in character, but it wasn't Captain. It was legitimately him. Like, it was legitimate. I said, well, first of all, I got you on the Orlando Jones show. We go to LA. Like, da da da. This is like the year Orlando Jones had the show. I was like putting these plays together.
Crazy ass Orlando Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
The comedian with the bug dog.
Yeah.
So, long story short, but he's literally like transforming into who he was. Mm-hmm. Through the wire comes out, goes through the roof. Cam's fucking on fire. Like, Dipset's on fire. I'm doing his Remy on the Rock shit. And then one day, man, I went to ask Jay. You know, when he, you know, listen to this Open International shit, I sent him. Get out of the way, bitch, get out of the way.
Thank you. 60 tonight in less than 5 minutes. Going to play the one, and fortunately for humanity, the only Mojo Nixon, who you can hear every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern on Outlaw Country, Channel 60. Right now on First Wave, a helping of Blancmange.
And I had worked the whole thing out in my head, and I went into a local recording studio and did a version of it all by myself, which is basically the same as the version that everyone knows now. I remember playing it for Thurston Moore from Sonic Youth. He listened to the demo, and he's like, "Wow, man." I go, "Yeah, that's the demo. We're going to go record it." He's like, "Wait, that's the demo? Just use that."
yeah! They're getting like there's gonna be HD remakes of those games, right? You get it now. You're gonna play the old again. You're like, yeah. You fuck. Wait for some remake.
You don't want to hustle? Hey, yo, Goldilocks, let me hear something, dog. We need to do something for the hood. That's for real. Yeah. This is a public service announcement from the motherfucking LBC. Yeah. Check this out, cuz. Hey, yo, Goldie Love, let's do this for the homies in the hood. Yeah, what up? No disrespect to the motherhoods, but this is where I'm from. Three.
Yeah. Wrestling, SiriusXM Rush 93.
This is a special notice to all U.S. taxpayers. If you owe the IRS or state back taxes and cannot afford to pay them back, there's...
Mike Rome,
listening.
Mike Rome,
yeah,
that's my mini me. Everybody in Brooklyn know Mike Rome.
F-A-P-I-T.
He's Banshee's mini me.
Mike Rome works
that's
out.
That's my
though.
Little son, huh?
Mike Rome works out.
He don't do legs. Yeah, so what? He don't do legs.
He's Latimer's Dorsey. He's Latimer's Dorsey.
I don't give a fuck what he do. He's still my mini me. That's
now,
my baby.
Now we outiest poutiest.
Yeah,
yo, hip hop nigga, thank you again. We will be over at Shade 45 starting this Tuesday, the 17th, with the Sing, live from headquarters show, from 7 to 9 p.m.
And we want all 6 men of our listeners to come with us.
All right, let's go. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
You're right.
Thank you.
But the reason why I didn't sip again was because of this Fight Night movie that you're doing with Will Packer.
Man, God is good. I was a fan of the story when I first heard about it 15 years ago. Dallas Austin had the original script, and he had Drumline. And, you know, I wanted to be involved back then. Then I wanted to be in it.
And the story is a true story. You wanted to be in it.
I wanted to be in it. No. This version. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Are you kidding me?
Is there a role? Producer.
Can't nobody stop me now.
Is there a role for me on the side?
Absolutely. Okay. And listen, and I'm saying this.
He's saying this.
Everyone who has been anything to Atlanta pop culture lore for the last 2 decades, you got an opportunity to be a gangster or any something.
I can get my acting on, so just
you have an opportunity to do that.
All right.
And people like yourself. But people like yourself, you know, deserve that. Because the reason I love it so much, and I want to give people their props, but the reason I love it so much is because it is a true story.
Right.
It's a gangster flick. It's Harlem Nights of our generation.
And the story is true story. True story. Atlanta.
Yes. The guy by the name of Chicken Man.
Oh, Chicken Man.
First black detective is J.D. Hudson.
What year?
This is 1971. This is right
by
the Muhammad Ali and Corey when Muhammad Ali was being called a draft dodger with his whole I can't fight. It was his first fight back. And so that's the backdrop. But the climax and the important piece, this is the biggest robbery in Georgia history to date. So back then it's $1 million over with the jewels and whatever. And not to tell you the whole story, but you know, what drew me to it is like this generation's Harlem Nights. When I went to Will, I had movie posters made, you know your brother. I went full presentation. I had Jamie Foxx, I had Mike Epps, and I wanted to be this, you know, hodgepodge of today's best, because back then when we saw Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and, you know what I'm saying, like Red Fox, and we saw them on one screen, we looked like we was blown away. Like, this is the funniest shit I've ever seen, the best shit I've ever seen. Then life kind of did it too with Martin. And so my point is, I felt like this was a story that had to be a part of, you know, I didn't know anything about life rights. You know, what Universal would expect. So it was 2 years of making sure the life rights got there. There's a lot of intricate pieces. Word offices. I trust some time. Was it a hard sell to Will or an easy sell? Will got it. But I will say it took Will Packer longer to sign on than it took Universal. Will Packer went through his process of, okay, does it make sense? Okay, is this life rights thing going to be hell? Like, what happened? I got to make sure you're going to do it.
Hello and welcome.
to another special edition of Night Owl Radio with me, your host, Pasquale. Thanks for tuning in. In just 1 month, the Insomniac Circus rolls into Tokyo for the second annual EDC Japan. Last year, we debuted EDC Japan at the Zozo Marine Stadium at Makuhari Beach Park, and it was insane. Having an event on the beach with the sand between your toes was just beautiful. One of my favorite moments was when the sun was setting and the place was just going bananas. This year we're bringing the Kinetic Field, the Circuit Grounds, Neon Garden Stage, and the Boombox Art Car for 2 days of dancing in the land of the rising sun. And we have the best music conductors on the planet performing. So tonight on the show, I put together a special one-hour EDC Japan Megamix, which features the sounds of EDC Japan and the artists that are on the lineup. Get ready to hear tracks from Alice in Wonderland, Rez, Griffin, Don Diablo, Slander, Alinium, Martin Garrix, Diplo, Above and Beyond, deadmau5, and some of my favorites like Paul Wolford and Chris Lake. The list goes on and on. Turn it up for the sounds
so no of local EDC artists Japan at EDC Japan.
Some pretty unique insight from David Shoemaker today.
Yeah, I read his article. I got a question or two for this guy, so it's going to be interesting. And people might want to stick around.
All right. I'm interested to hear what those questions are going to be, Bully. And like you said, we're going to get into the Superstar Shakeup for sure, because that's coming up next week. And that's going to be big
when
you look at the landscape of Raw and SmackDown. And you have an interesting poll up at Bully Ray 5150 about what show do you want to see have the stronger roster, Raw or SmackDown? And it's funny, looking at that poll, Bully, a big percentage of the Busted Open Nation and your fans want to see SmackDown having the stronger roster.
I think people have wanted to see SmackDown have the strongest roster for the longest time. And I think it's strictly for one reason. They're tired of seeing Monday Night Raw be the loaded up roster. They want something to invest in on Tuesday nights. Listen, they know they're going to watch on Mondays. Nobody's going anywhere on Monday nights, but they want to be more emotionally invested on Tuesdays. And that's why I believe they want to see SmackDown Live loaded up. So let me hit you with this, Dave. Let's say you were the general manager of either brand, right?
Yeah.
Who's your first choice? Who you drafted first? Who's your number one pick to build your brand around?
Charlotte.
Nice.
I'm taking Charlotte as my number one pick.
Reruns of reruns of reruns. Says handheld cell against the law and dangerous. Oh, man. It has been a long, weird week. This traffic is bad. What am I? Just get off here and go around it. Oh. These cars are crashed. And there's debris from said cars in the road. Made it off the road. Go to the store, pick up some stuff. And, you know, the weekend will commence. So I'm gonna go. Have a good weekend. I'll see you later.